The largest hydroelectric dam in the nation, spanning just a few feet shy of 1 mile across and over 500 feet high. It's a place where few people live, and it's a many-hour drive for most tourists. The American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. For quality ag parts at a fair price that ship fast, call Shoup at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
Shoup Manufacturing started selling quality ag and farm replacement parts almost 40 years ago. And to this day, the only kind of part we'll sell is one we'd be comfortable using on our own farms. For quality parts, a fair price that ship fast. Shop Shoup. Call 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup. Keeping farms running since 1977.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Scott Hunter says that before Grand Coulee Dam was constructed, not much could be found at this spot except...
dust. There was a lot of dust. But down here in Grand Coulee, there wasn't hardly anything. Down in Coulee Dam, there was a ferry called Seton's Ferry, but not much here.
Construction began in 1933. Unlike the tall, curving Hoover Dam near Vegas, Grand Coulee is almost 200 feet shorter, yet spans nearly a mile across. It is the largest hydropower producer in the nation and fourth largest in the world.
The Grand Coulee Dam actually sits there under its own weight. It's not tied into anything. It's just that heavy that it holds 151 miles of lake behind it. They wanted to irrigate the Columbia Basin. The original plan, I think, was for 1.4 million acres to be irrigated. There's about 600 plus thousand irrigated now.
The water is pumped up 228 feet to Banks Lake, which is used to irrigate those acres. The water behind Grand Coulee Dam in Roosevelt Lake stretches beyond the U.S. border, over 150 miles to the north.
You can take a boat up into Canada, but from what I understand, at one point there's some rapids, you'd be good with a jet boat. But I do have a friend who has a 32-foot boat, and he took it up into Canada.
Grand Coulee is in eastern Washington. Relatively few people come here to visit, and the population is sparse when compared to Seattle in the west. The geography is far different as well.
This is actually a semi-arid desert. We get about 10 or 11 inches a year at most of precipitation.
It's one of the largest dams in the world, providing flood control and securing water resources for over eight decades now. Traveling the countryside in Grand Coulee, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.